let's move to the country. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are through. Let's move to the country. Just me and you. A goat and a monkey. A mule and a flea. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. Let's start a... Let's have a...
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, beautiful world and beautiful people. My name is Lily, and it is 6:03 a.m., and it's still pretty dark outside for that reason. But just so you know, it's a 28 degrees out, and this is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, guys, I can't read the station ID from here because silly me left my glasses in my dorm. But... as it is the last day of March, we are marching closer to summer every day, and in that vein, Lily and I have put together a very special show, I would like to think, with a self-imposed theme of homesteading. I've been known to sonically interpret themes poorly, but I feel like I stuck to the theme this time. Oh, I'm so sorry, I did not turn Lily's mic on. Lily, would you like to talk right now? Let me throw mic 3 on. Go ahead.
Sure, I can talk. The homesteading idea has been rattling around in my brain, in Lily's brain.
Like a tumbleweed.
Like a tumbleweed, exactly. That's very thematically consistent for quite a while. I've just had an ongoing homestead playlist called Homesteading for Summer, and the 4 is spelled like the number. But we decided
to... you're a kid. Because you're a teen.
Yeah. But we decided to turn that into something slightly more polished for the radio show, because I just think wanting to homestead is kind of a primal desire for myself and a lot of college students, probably. Like, sometimes I just want
to... I haven't talked to anyone who doesn't want to homestead, and once in a recitation...
Well, how frequently do you ask people?
Okay.
Have you taken, like, a poll? This is not statistically backed, I would like to say, but every tough student wants to.
Every tough student I'm good friends with.
Yeah.
And then once in recitation, which I guess, you know, that's also quite self-selecting, we were talking about our future plans, and everyone had something that's, like, somewhat in the vein of homesteading, even if they didn't say so themselves.
You guys should all just collectively start one.
Exactly.
Maybe shift this more into commune territory.
I was gonna say, wow. And people say Americans are politically laid back. Huh. But actually, this is a really beautiful thing because I love waking up early and I love the country and I hopefully will be doing that all summer. But maybe let's talk about music. So the first song you just heard, before the Automation's pick of Sonic Youth and The Cure, they're getting better. Thanks, Rivendell, was Let's Move to the Country by Smog. Really perfectly titled for today's set. And also Bill Callahan is just such a gem. I cut one of his like solo songs. And then next up, you're going to hear Cottage Roads by The Walters. You know, The Walters aren't my favorite, but this song is so perfect. And then you're going to hear some Lily picks, some other Lily picks. So let's just go ahead and get back into the music. I'm in the dark. My leash, the door running for him. This is Lily, and you just heard Let's Move to the Country by Smog, followed by Cottage Roads by The Walters, some of the other Lily's picks. And the next two songs, actually no, I have three songs for you up next. And the first one is Columbine by Townes Van Zandt, a song that I was listening to along with the rest of the album on a Greyhound bus across Massachusetts recently. And let me tell you, that's the perfect atmosphere to listen to Townes Van Zandt if you're ever in that situation. Definitely makes me want to homestead. And then after that, we have a tiny little baby song at 1 minute 36 seconds, Honeybee by Connie Converse, off the album How Sad, How Lovely, very cute album.
And then third is Range Life by Pavement, a classic. I think, you know, we all want a range life. And that's all I have to say about that. So enjoy the music.
Tossing hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you. Cut yourself a columbine, tear it from the stem. Now breathe upon the petals fine and throw them to the wind. Watch the petals dancing, see them twirl and sing. Now all your pride and prancing, how much does it mean? Watch the petals start to fly and then come falling down. I hear the wind begin to cry as she sees them touch the ground. All ladylike flower fair, someday you'll have to fall, and you can find me standing there to catch you if you call. Tossing hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you.
Forget, hey, you gotta pay your dues.
before you pay the rent. Over the turnstiles and out in the traffic, there's ways of living, it's the way I'm living. Right or wrong, it's all that I can do, and I wouldn't want to let you be. I want a range life, if I could settle.
Hello everyone, I am back. You just heard Range Life by Pavement, and then before that, Honeybee by Coney Converse and Columbine by Towns Van Zyte. Sorry. Lily and I were just discussing, isn't it amazing that Pavement made like the best song ever? And like, we're all just living in that world. It's such a beautiful song. And you're about to hear a lot more. Ooh. I'm so sorry, everyone. This really shows you It's a morning show. next, you're going to hear Tumble in the Wind. This is my pick. It's by Jackson C. Frank, legendary. But this was released off like a, I don't know what to call it, but like this album that he recorded when he was like 16 or something and sending to his grandparents as a gift. And then after that, you're going to hear Clean Elvis by Dan Reeder. And now the connection here is that the earlier song is on this like trial album, so to say, called Heartbreak Hotel. And I didn't know until recently that was an Elvis song because I'm severely misinformed. But yeah, let's all enjoy.
Nitroglycerin and powdered C4, and I will always love you. I drive a modified T-Series Lola. It's kinda heavy, but I like the feel. When I say Vietnam, it sounds just like Coca-Cola. I believe most anything as long as it's not real, and I will always love you. I battle aliens from outer space. They got one eye right in the middle of their face. I grab my laser gun, I know my place. Somebody has to save the human race, and I will always love you. It seems hopeless, but wouldn't you know? They got a weakness and they let it show. They can't jump and they're a little bit slow. When I say World War II, I mean the video. And I, help me Elvis, I, help me Elvis, I, come on now Elvis.
You just heard Clean Elvis by Dan Reeder and Temple in the Wind by Jackson C. Frank. And the next two songs I have for you are Mother Big River by Jessica Pratt. I love Jessica Pratt so much. Lily just told me she also loves Jessica Pratt. She's just so great. And then that'll be followed by Orphan Girl by Gillian Welch. Gillian Welch? I'm honestly not sure which one it is. And I think it's a little funny that one of these speakers is describing being an orphan and the other's mother is the river. And actually, the next two songs I have, I'm not going to spoil what they are. They're also very like family related. So I'm just now noticing a trend in like singer-songwriter music. They love to reference like family members. Lily, what?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Lily just said she has a question for me. So wait. Let me give you the mic.
Hey guys, leaning over the counter right now. Do you think you could homestead independently? Meaning, not necessarily alone, but like sans family, you know?
Wait, so who would be with you then?
You could have buddies. It could be me and you and our friends, but no family. Like, does it have to be a family to be homesteading?
Oh, this is a good question. I don't think so, no.
No family?
That's actually not that good of a question. wait, let me turn on your mic so we can chat, actually.
Okay. Mic 3.
Oh, yeah. Slider. So I don't think family is a requirement for homesteading. I think you just have to have yourself and
your chosen family.
You know, your little log, your homemade log cabin or whatever.
Oh, I love
your well for to pump water. Your cow maybe for milk.
Okay. And also, if you guys don't know, Lily and I are both vegetarians, and this is obviously incredibly relevant.
We are, but I do think
if you were on the
Living the homestead life, I might reevaluate that. But seeing as I would mainly have to consume my meat from like DeWitt McPhee and Carmichael here, I'm more than willing to pass it up.
Yeah, I don't know if I could make that
but
sacrifice.
So outside of who you're doing it with, do you think you could homestead? Do you think you like have what it takes?
I was talking about this yesterday. Yes. I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't. It's kind of stamped out in our culture, but I was such a good Girl Scout and I went to, and I can like do a lot of practical, I know how to can, I'm a good cook and I'm a good baker and I can build a fire.
Really?
Yeah, I can build a fire and I'm pretty, and what else? I'm good at gardening.
I've, you know, camped, I've backpacked, I can gut a fish.
Whoa.
So.
But. Oh, and you're a pescatarian, so you could eat that fish.
I could eat that fish.
Wow.
I mean, but regardless, gutting a fish isn't eating it, you know? I could still be... That's a vegetarian activity in my mind.
I think I certainly, like, could homestead. I mean, I'm hoping I'm, like... I'm gonna like, I'm fake homesteading over the summer, really.
You're living in Connecticut. Yeah, in a house.
Wilderness Connecticut. Yes, in a house.
I'm
gonna do some canning. I'm gonna swim in a pond.
Yeah, well, Lily, guess what I'm doing? I'm going fishing. Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
Fun fact about me, I actually think fishing is super fun. I don't think this is like that
fun and
all that common of a trait at liberal arts college, maybe, but or maybe it is. I don't know.
We're really making this radio freeform right now.
Yeah. But this is a plug for fishing. It's pretty fun, guys. You should try it.
We forgot our sponsor of the day.
We haven't picked one yet. We'll get back to you on that. Anyways, here's Mother Big River by Jessica Pratt.
Followed you from where dark water and fortune run. When your sails come back together, she will follow. Still, rivers run, and running water runs so slow. Had a picture of my mother, but even mother doesn't know. Thank you. ties of kinship and not known that I've known no mother, no father, no sister, no
everyone. While those two songs are playing, I am sure you are all just so curious what's happening in Studio A exactly. Now, of course, Lily and I had the usual discussion of, wow, amazing how these are the most beautiful songs ever. I love music so much.
It's so crazy how like every song we play on our show is the most beautiful song ever. Yeah. Like we love to realize it.
Or it's
every
not
time.
The most beautiful song ever in a subversive way. I have one particular song in mind that I won't even surprise for you all.
Stay tuned.
Not the show. and then we were also discussing if we were to, Lily and I were to homestead together, if we would fulfill heteronormative roles. And we both immediately agreed and both immediately assumed I would be mom and she would be dad. Oh, I guess we're childless, so I would be wife and you would be husband. Yeah?
Yeah, we were just trying to imagine how this dynamic would work out. And I think if we were like... Lily and I are not a couple, I would like to clarify, but if we were in the woods, like, you know, farming,
homesteading,
whatever, for long enough.
Fire.
I do think I would, like, adopt the role of the man, and I would, yeah.
This is something we fully don't believe has to happen.
We're not endorsing gender roles.
No. But Lily does have something to say with that.
I do. So as like the man of the household, I think I would, you know, I would go out. I would have to hunt. Like I am a vegetarian now, as we've talked about. Sorry to say that.
But you're also now a man.
But I'm also now a man. And I'm also like, you know, we need sustenance. I have to find a way to support my family, my childless family.
And, not for long.
Yeah, we got to get our macros in. So I think I'll have to do some hunting. Sorry, guys. And... you know, I really
your Adam's apple is coming in.
I apologize. No, yeah, it's turning my voice is turning raspy and deep. Oh no. Anyways, a very important part of hunting in the woods or otherwise operating a gun is firearm safety.
So true.
And with that, take we'd like away, to Lily. Start a lovely little PSA called Firearms Safety PSA. So, no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm.
Rule 0. All guns are always loaded.
Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy.
Rule 2. Keep your fingers off the trigger until your sights are set on target and you have made the decision to shoot.
Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it.
That was a public safety message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yes, it was.
And just one more thing before we continue with the music. Our sponsor for today, for the FCC, this is a joke. This is public radio. There's no money in it.
NRA!
It's the NRA! I'm sure you've all heard rumblings about how they're going bankrupt and all that.
Nope. So they decided to reach out to college radio.
Liberal Arts College Radio.
Isn't that cool?
They're reaching out to all the libertarians on campus when guns do come back on the left.
Are we going to have to classify this as like political speech?
Oh, this is not political speech.
This is not political. This is joke.
/ J.
/ J, guys.
This is completely silly. But yeah, thank you so much. What?
Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to say something completely unrelated.
Oh, please.
Because I forgot to give a shout out to my mom for one of the songs I played, Orphan Girl by Gillian Welch, because she loves her, and is also here in Medford right now. So I'm going to go hang out with my mom this weekend. I'm very excited.
I'd like to shout out Lily's mother as well, because she took me out for dinner last night, and it was so yummy.
Wasn't it yummy?
It was delicious. Italian food. Let me go ahead and introduce my next few picks. First, we're going to hear The Wild Kindness by Silver Jews. Such a beautiful album, and this, I think it might be my favorite song on it. And then we're going to hear Work Hard, Play Hard by Palace Music. Beautiful tunes, and I think they're very homesteading, both in theme, like thematically, sonically, and like maybe lyrically too. I think this is the best we've ever stuck to a theme, Lily. Thoughts?
Yeah, this is a pretty great one. Not to like toot my own horn.
It's just because I didn't go off topic, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, no, we stuck to it.
Okay, so we're going to stop waffling and get into it.
Thank you. my hair in a motel void. Met the coroner at Dreamgate Frontier. He took my hand and said, I'll help you, boy, if you really want to disappear. Four dogs in the distance, each stands for a silence, yeah. Bluebirds lodged in an evergreen. All drum gonna shine out in the wild kindness. I'm gonna shine out in the wild kindness. I'm gonna shine out in the wild kindness and hold the world to its word.
You just heard Work Hard, Play Hard by Palace Music, and Lily and I have made an unfortunate realization, which is that we waffled too much on air, and now we had to cut a song, which is really sad, but with that in mind, we're just going to get right into the music. So the next songs I have for you are Crescent City by Lucinda Williams, followed by Red Moon by Big Thief, a song that I have danced with my friends. I've danced too with my friends many times in the studio. We like go to that little empty section aside from the desk and like do a little, have a little hoedown or what, I don't know. We square dance. Yeah. Or what we thought, whatever we thought was square dancing, drawing on like middle school knowledge. I feel like I had something more to say, but it's evading me. So let's get into it.
Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who knows.
All right, everyone, that was Red Moon by Big Thief, and you would not believe the energy in Studio A, the dancing. It was amazing. We're cutting Portland by The Replacements. Honestly, didn't fit that good, but I love it dearly. Instead, you're going to hear my absolute favorite song of the week, Jumping Fences by the Oliver Tremor Control. And that being said, I'm just so excited, and the energy is so high in the studio with the music and everything. But this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all enjoy and have the most beautiful Friday ever. Happy weekend.